Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Free for All Friday here on the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic Answers apologist and speaker, Trent Horn. And today I want to talk about how to be an academic without going broke. So on Monday and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics, theology. Friday, we talk about whatever we want. And this kind of goes into what I would talk about on Monday and Wednesdays, because some of you might like to go deeper into subjects, or you might wonder how I go deeper into subjects. I try to learn about all different facets of our faith, from philosophy, ancient history, medieval studies, grammatical studies, science, scientific journals. So I'm always trying to access a lot of different things. But I will tell you, sometimes in my quest to learn and to grow in my knowledge in different areas, it can be hard because some books out there are expensive. And frankly, there's kind of a racket in the academic world. I mean, some of you have been to college, either if you're in college, have kids that are in college, or you went to university at one point. You know how this is with textbooks. You'll go to the student bookstore, buy a textbook, and the professor is going to say, oh, make sure that it's the 28th edition of the class. It's got to be Human Anatomy and Physiology 28th edition, or you'll fail the course or something like that. And so you go online and see like the 27th edition, that textbook is like $5. And odds are they didn't really change very much in it, but you're worried they changed too much or the quizzes are different. So you buy the 28th edition for like $150. And so what happens with textbooks in college courses, something similar happens for me if I'm trying to study particular issues. I remember many years ago when I was just starting out in apologetics, there was a volume that was released called The Blackwell Companion to Natural Theology. I think this came out in, I want to say like 2008, 2009, and it was edited by J.P. Moreland, William Lane Craig, and it had like at least at that time, like the most robust defenses of the existence of God. Alex Proust's cosmological argument, William Lane Craig on the Kalam, Robin Collins fine-tuning, the McGrews doing good work on the resurrection. And I really, really wanted a copy. And it was only available from Blackwell, the Blackwell Companion series, more of an academic press. And it was like $150. I was like, oh, I can't afford that. I'm a struggling student. So I went online, though, and I found a free PDF of it, and I downloaded it, and I read it, and I kept it to myself, though eventually, a few years later, I felt guilty doing that. I felt like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. You know, I basically stole a book. I didn't think it was necessarily mortally sinful, like not that grave. I took an electronic copy, but my conscience still pricked at me. So what I did was I eventually went and I bought a copy of the Blackwell Companion, a actual physical edition to go along with the electronic one I have. Though, I will say, it was nice to have the PDF version because it's nice compared to a paperback to be able to do Control F, find, and search, and copy. Like if I'm quoting the Blackwell Companion in Natural Theology, I can just, it's easy for me to copy. If I get a block quote from any of my other books in my library, I got to actually, you know, type the whole thing in there, and I might make a mistake as I'm typing it in. But what I wanted to talk about today are some of the techniques that I use to learn and access this kind of material without going broke, without having to pay out the nose. And sometimes it gets expensive. I mean, honestly, it's not even the $150 books. It's the $40 articles. Like, I'll want to read an article for something, and it's $40 to get it from cambridge.edu or something like that for like an 8-page article. So part of me is like, I just can't do it. So what do? How do I access articles, books, without breaking the piggy bank? So here's some of my techniques. Number one, I have an account at academia.edu, also at ResearchGate. A lot of academics will post their articles. Sometimes they'll post their entire books if the book is out of print, for example. They'll post it at PDFs online at academia.edu. And so you can actually... And when you download a paper from there, you can let the author know, hey, I like the paper. Here's what I thought about it. And so it's nice to be able to do that. I think I had a student actually who downloaded, because I do a class at Holy Apostles College and Seminary on apologetics, and one of the assigned readings was a paper you download from academia.edu, because I wanted to save my students money. So they downloaded the paper, and they asked they told the professor why, and he said, oh, well, let your professor know, let Trent Horn know, I have a much more recent edition of this paper that I'd be happy to share with his students for them to be able to use. So these websites are great, that they have a lot of content from professors on there, out-of-print books, things like that. Not everything, but they have a lot. So academia.edu, ResearchGate, has a lot of great stuff there. Next, like when I need to get journal articles, I will use JSTOR, J-S-T-O-R. And that is an online journal that it has access to articles in so many different journals all collected in one place. Now, normally, for a while, it used to be you could only access JSTOR if you were a student at a university or a professor. But I was able to make a free account at JSTOR, and you make a free account, you just give me your email address, doesn't cost anything. And you can go on and you can at least view and read a certain number of articles or journal articles every month. And what's great about that is, I mean, it's hard. You can't download them usually. You can just read them. But a lot of times I just need to read the article. I'll take notes for it. I'll compile it in my notes folder. And then I have the article, the source, and I have my notes and excerpts from it. If something is really important, like there's just one paragraph that's very vital and it'd be important for me to have, I'll take a screenshot of it. I don't think that that's bad, one little screenshot of an article I have permission to read. I don't share it with other people, but it's nice for my notes and other things like that. So, all right, here's the next one. How do I get access to expensive books in a free way? One way that I do that is many times a lot of academic books you'll find like at Baker Academic or other academic works online, what they actually are is they began as dissertations, the final paper you write in your PhD program. So what's nice is, I've found this as well. Mike Lacona has a book, The New Historiographical, The Resurrection of Jesus, A New Historiographical Approach. Now, it's a great book and I have it, but I also have the PDF version, which is easy to search through because the PDF version was the dissertation. So that book, it's massive. It's like 500 pages. And it's his dissertation that he did at the University of Pretoria. And many people, when they do dissertations, they are available for free on the university website. It's part of their commitment to growing public knowledge or transparency. So if there is an academic book you want to get your hands on, and especially if the book is like 300 to 500 pages long, like it's pretty lengthy and dense, odds are you could go to find out where that person got their PhD, go to the university website, look up the list of dissertations that are listed there. And a lot of times it will be listed. You can download, it's free and it's completely ethical and legal to do that because it's for transparency and the growth of knowledge in an area. And so you can read their dissertation. Now they might've changed it a bit in the book. So as long as you cite, if you're using it in professional work, cite that it's a dissertation. But I found this to be tremendously helpful to access works that later when they're sold as academic books could be like $100, $200. And if you can just get it as a dissertation, you've got a nice setup there for that. So if you have a hard time with a thick academic book, try to track down the original dissertation online. Sometimes the author can help you with that, which brings me to my next tip actually. Ask the author. A lot of times if there's an academic book you want, it's really expensive and the author feels bad. He publishes with an academic press and he knows that he wants the, you know, formal qualifications and everything comes to publishing with Oxford or with, well, what are the real, Brill, Walter de Gruyter. Like these are the ones you never heard of that are really like, oh, it's going to set you back a few $100. And I know authors who publish here and they feel bad. They want to do academic work, but they feel bad that their books are $150 when it normally should not be that expensive. So if you contact the author, say, hey, I'm a struggling student. I'm trying to learn about this stuff, but I can't really afford the book. Is there any way I can get an electronic copy? Sometimes they will send you one. Other times, if you go to the author's personal webpage, you can access, sometimes the author retains the rights over, especially their journal articles. And so this has happened to me before where I've wanted to, I'm going to prepare for a dialogue or a debate with someone. I'll go to their, if they're a professor, I'll go to their personal website. Even not a professor, they usually have a personal website. I will go there and see their list of works. And a lot of times their journal articles will be there as PDFs to download, and they'll make them free for anyone to download. And a lot of these people, they'll, you know, if you just ask them, especially if it's more obscure work, they'll just be kind of glad and like, wow, you have an interest in this? Yeah, I'll definitely send it to you. So they'll be happy to help you out. But if you go to the author's personal webpage, many times you can get articles that would normally set you back $25-$50 online. You can download it right off of the author's personal webpage. Let's shift a little bit though from articles to books. Like, there's so many different books I could go and research. What should I do with that? And I'm not always able to buy every book that I want that's out there, because that would be really, really expensive. But if I know a book covers a particular subject, especially if it's a small part of the book, like sometimes there'll be a book is $150, but there's a small part of it, like 3 pages, that covers the subject that I need to know about. So it's like a waste. Like, I don't want to buy this whole book when there's just 3 pages of it that I'm really interested in, especially if it's an anthology or something like that, or encyclopedia. So especially if there's a small part of a book that you need to try to access, you can do Amazon or Google Books roulette. You can use Amazon or Google to try to access the inside of the book to read it. And sometimes you get lucky and you can find the part that's relevant to you, read it, take notes, maybe a few screenshots, and then you've got your material and you didn't have to buy the entire book, especially if there's only a small part of it that you were interested in. So how does that work? Well, if you go to Amazon, there is a feature on Amazon for many books, not all of them, but for many of them, called Look Inside. If you click on the book cover, and it lets you look inside the book to see if you like it. Usually it shows the introduction, the table of contents, the first few pages, and scattered pages throughout the book. If you go to the search feature there, or in Google Books, you can do something similar. You should search for a word. Like, let's say I'm trying to learn about, you know, something. There's a religious anthology on the existence of God from an atheist, and I want to see what they say about the Kalam argument. And if Kalam is only a small part of the book, I could just search for Kalam, K-A-L-A-M. You want to search for a very, very distinct word in the subject matter you're discussing. That way it will narrow the search results in the book. Sometimes you get lucky and you can actually, it'll take you to that page of the book. This is especially true on Amazon. If you look at the preview section, you have to look at the paperback preview. The Kindle preview, it rarely ever does that. Rarely does it on the Kindle preview. But if it previews the paperback version of the book, it can take you to the part of the book that has that distinct section in it. Sometimes you get lucky and it's available there. Other times, though, you search that word, it comes up, pages 20 through 480 are not available in this preview. And so you're out of luck. Sometimes you can get around that if you pick a different keyword to search for. It's like, I'm not going to let you see Anselm, but I'll let you see Aquinas. And so you have to jerry-rig the system a little bit there. Same with Google Books. If you do Google Books, actually, for older works, like from the 19th century, a lot of times, those are just free. They're in public domain. You can go through the entire thing on there. So you can check that out, and that can be helpful. Another way that I access hard-to-find books in a cheap way is look at used books. I think Thrift Books, Better Books. On Amazon, I'll search for an academic book. Sometimes it'll be $150, but I get lucky, and I see in the used section, it says available used, $7.99. And if I see it's a good book that I want, and it happens to be only for like $5, I will jump right in there and purchase it and pay $3 to ship, and then you've got the book. So sometimes you have to just be aware of those deals of buying a used book online, that's especially if it's out of print or things like that. And then finally, get a library card, your local library, your university library. Sometimes libraries will do interlibrary loan, and so you can ask them to request an out of print expensive book from another library, and they'll bring it and they'll ship it into you, and you can borrow it. So that'd be another way to do it. Finally, back to my original question, you know, with the Blackwell Companion, is it sinful to download a PDF copy of a book? Well, I would say it depends, really. It's going to be up to your conscience. I do think, though, that taking electronic versions of things other people made without paying for them, that would fall under the sin of theft. It may not be grave, But it does fall under that. Like, I wouldn't necessarily want people downloading PDFs of my books. I know they're floating around out there as an author. But if they wanted to use it to grow in their personal knowledge or to evangelize someone, you know, I understand that. So in general, I would say that it's wrong, not necessarily gravely so. There may be certain exceptions to the rule. I think it's definitely way less wrong if you download a copy and keep it for yourself and you don't spread it out to others. Also, though, I don't believe it's wrong to if you find a PDF of a book online and the book is out of print, I don't believe it's wrong to download it because the book is out of print. The author is no longer selling it. So you're not depriving the author of anything. If anything, in downloading the PDF, you're keeping the book alive. You're preserving it. So this happens. I'll find books that are out of print. I can't buy them. They exist as a PDF somewhere online. And I don't feel bad downloading that because I'm not taking anything from the author because the book's not for sale anymore. So I think definitely in that case, it's okay to download the book and to keep it. So great. Well, I hope that was helpful for you all, especially if you're students and you're learning, if you want to grow deeper in your apologetic knowledge or deeper in your knowledge in general of any subject area, these are ways that you can do that without breaking the bank. So thank you guys so much. Hope that's helpful for you all. And I hope that you have a very blessed weekend.
If you like today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrentHornPodcast.com.